New footage from Sterling Brown's arrest surfaced earlier this week, and Milwaukee's Common Council says the first time they saw it was when it aired on TV. The video was obtained by WISN-TV in Milwaukee. It shows a clearer picture of what happened the night Brown was arrested and tased. In this body camera footage, one officer describes Brown as aggressive toward police.
As soon as you roll up, you know, he walks up on Joe, he walks up on me, and he's got an aggressive attitude.
Alderman Cavalier Johnson represents Milwaukee's 2nd District. He's one of 10 alders who called for an investigation after the new footage came out. Alderman Johnson, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Before we get to the content of this footage, part of the story is the timing of the first release of some footage and then this newer footage that we hadn't seen before. Can you talk about when you first encountered this new material?
I encountered the new material when the general public encountered the new material, when it was released on the news just a couple days ago. That was the first time I got the chance to see that information, that video.
And what struck you about what you saw in that video that we hadn't seen previously in this arrest of Sterling Brown?
It just continued to further highlight my dissatisfaction with the entire incident. After viewing the first video, there were a list of questions that I had, and those questions were compounded after seeing the second video. Questions like, why did it take, you know, 6 or so grown men to take down one person who, by all accounts from what I've seen, was not resisting arrest? We get phone calls from people, not just in my district, but across the city, complaining about, you know, 30, 40, sometimes up to an hour of wait time when they call the police, yet the entire precinct seems to have emptied out in order to come after somebody for a parking violation, which I think was you know, highly inappropriate. And questions about the lax nature about the initial ask for a taser, and looking at the other body cam footage where you get a better vantage point of Sterling Brown's body and his movements, it didn't seem like it was necessary to even do that in the first place. So it just, again, compounds the questions that I had in the first place.
Now, some of the officers involved in the arrest have been disciplined. Is that enough? Do you think the police department has done enough at this point?
Well, I think that I don't want to get ahead of what the Fire and Police Commission or the department itself may do as far as discipline. I think that after taking in what we've seen in the additional videos, if it's appropriate for additional disciplinary action to be taken, then it definitely should be taken. But I don't want to get ahead of those jurisdictions in doing that.
Talking to Alderman Cavalier Johnson from Milwaukee about the arrest of Milwaukee Bucks player Sterling Brown. Two separate releases of video now, one obtained by a local police, TV station there, I should say. Alderman Johnson, you and some of your colleagues are calling for an investigation now. What exactly are you looking for?
Well, we're looking to see exactly how this all happened. Why did the officer, the initial officer who seemed to be the aggressor in the situation, why did he approach Sterling Brown that way? Why didn't he just give Sterling a parking citation and let that be that? Why was it that the entire precinct seemed to have emptied out for a call about a parking violation? Why did it take, you know, so many officers to subdue one person who was not, at least from what I saw, resisting arrest? Why, even with having all of those officers, fully grown men, why did it take them to use a taser on him when it didn't seem as if he, you know, was flailing or fighting back or anything like that? Those are the sort of questions that we are trying to get the answers to, as well as what is the department going to do so that we don't have these sort of incidents happen in the future, not just with a high-profile person like Sterling Brown, but for any person, black or brown, or any person really in our community, because nobody should be subject to that, especially if it's a parking violation. you should just get a ticket, not be tased.
And then who are you calling on to be in charge of this investigation? Would it be the Police and Fire Commission?
Well, the Fire and Police Commission is the appropriate body to do that. They're the body that oversees the day-to-day operations of the police department and the fire department in the city of Milwaukee.
And another question people have been bringing up is, okay, we have body cameras now for the police department. There are questions about who gets to see that footage and when do they get to see it? And with the two separate pieces of footage now that we've seen, some initially released to the public and to public officials, and some not released until it was obtained by a TV station. Are you looking to review how that information, that data is used?
Yes, we are. That is, that's one of the things that we're asking for, is a full audit of the entire situation, including the way that those sort of videos are shared. In the joint statement released by myself and the other members of the Common Council, we had discussed our displeasure with the fact that these additional clips were not shown to council members initially with the first video, and you know, we just caught wind of them when everybody else in the public did. So we want to know what that looks like and how we can turn that around and make sure that that information is brought to the forefront in an open sort of setting as far as this conversation is concerned. And investigating how we can get in front of that in the future as well.
That said, are you glad that the body cam footage exists? If it didn't, we would probably have very little idea of what happened that night.
Well, I mean, I can tell you that I was one of the alders who voted in favor of having body cams to be equipped on our police officers, and I'm extremely grateful that this was the case, because I think whether it's here or in other places across the country, there are too many incidents like this that happen that don't get reported. They get swept under a rug, where somebody who is the victim of these sort of actions is not a high-profile person like an NBA player like Sterling Brown was. And body camera footage allows us to be able to go back and to see exactly what it is that's happening on the streets. You know, in communities like this and others, you know, there has been historical distrust of law enforcement. Now, I've had the opportunity since I've been an alderman, and even in my work before that, to work with the police department very closely. And I know that there are tremendous police officers that get up every single day, put on their badge, and come really to protect and serve. But I've also been a young black person in this community, and I've been pulled over by the police for no reason. I've been made to sit on the curb as if I'm a criminal for no reason. I've had my vehicle searched when I've never committed a crime. So I have seen that, and I can only imagine what it's like for people who live in some of the most distressed zip codes in our city. So I think it's highly appropriate. We entrust our police department to do the right thing, to protect us and to serve us, and we need to make sure that they're doing that. And body cameras, I think, gives us an avenue to be able to confirm that that's actually happening and they're not abusing people in this community, especially people who live in our more distressed neighborhoods.
Obviously, there are a lot of negatives. There's a lot of bad news to talk about in this arrest of Sterling Brown and the response to it. Are you hopeful that with an investigation, with a conversation, something positive could come out of it when it comes to police community relations?
Absolutely. You know, the new chief has said his sort of his strategy in his administration is going to be one of transparency, is going to be one of community collaboration. And I hope that this happens. And if things like this do occur, I want for our police department and our city officials to come and to stand up and to address the situation head on so that we can have a conversation, so that there can be healing, so that we can improve relationships between the police and community. Look, I mean, things don't get better on our streets. Crimes don't get solved. People who feel that they can act with impunity on our streets, they don't get arrested. They're not followed up with if we don't have buy-in from the community. We have to have a two-way dialogue between people who live in the city of Milwaukee and the people who patrol the city of Milwaukee, and hopefully they're residents of the city of Milwaukee as well. But there has to be that sort of collaboration between the two. And I think having body cam footage available, especially after incidents like this, and having appropriate follow-up allows us to be able to do that. So, yes, I am glad.
Alderman Johnson, thanks for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me again.
That's Alderman Cavalier Johnson. He represents Milwaukee's 2nd District. With us to talk about an investigation called for by Milwaukee's Common Council into Sterling Brown's arrest earlier this year.